And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. UL Lafayette will be starting classes tomorrow, and maybe you've been thinking about taking classes, but you're just not sure you really want to sign up for courses for credit. Continuing Ed offers potpourri classes in a variety of subjects, from art to language to photography to culinary classes, also dance, organizational classes, business classes. It's all through potpourri, through continuing education here at UL Lafayette. For more information, you can call the Continuing Ed office or go to their website, which is ce.louisiana.edu. The theater group The Riveters continues its run of Michael Jacobs' play Cheaters at Cité des Arts. It will run this Thursday, January 16th through Saturday. Those performances are at 7:30 in the evening and Sunday, January 20th at 3 o'clock. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website, or you can purchase them at the door. In Lake Charles, the Axe Theater continues its run of Tuesdays with Maury, directed by Carolyn Woosley. The play will run this week, January 18th through the 20th. For more information or tickets, the website is actstheater.com. That's A-C-T-S, theater, ending in R-E. And you can find out more. Their telephone number is area code 337-433-ACTS. The Skyliners Big Band will hold their first dance of the new year this Saturday, January 19th, at the Petroleum Club in the Oil Center in Lafayette. This 20-piece jazz orchestra has been playing dance music and jazz since 1950, preserving dance music and playing it for all the community to enjoy. You can buy tickets at the door before each dance or buy your season's ticket. That's this Saturday. It starts at 7:30, goes till 11 at the Petroleum Club. The big band, the Skyliners big band. You can call them at 337-234-2133. In New Iberia, A&E Gallery presents a midwinter poetry night this Saturday, January 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. The evening will feature Louisiana's poet laureate Julie Kane, as well as two local poets, Claire Martin and Diane Moore. Other poets are welcome to read at the open mic, which will follow the scheduled readings. It's free and open to everyone. That's in New Iberia this Saturday at A&E Gallery from 6 to 8 p.m. Opening at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus this weekend on Saturday, a couple new exhibits, including C'est Magnifique, a collection of works by John Buck, who is a woodcarver, sculptor, and printmaker. Also, there is a collection of contemporary folk art from the Hilliard's permanent collection. For more information, stop by their website, which is museum.louisiana.edu. Sunday, January 20th, LPB is hosting a four-episode, two-hour marathon of the series Go Coast, Louisiana. It starts at 5 and ends with the premiere of the Calcasieu and Cameron Parishes episode at 6:30. Obviously open to everyone to enjoy. PASA will present the Royal Winnipeg Ballet's performance of Moulin Rouge on January 23rd at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Tickets and information available through the PASA website, pasaonline.org. The 8th Annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival will start Wednesday, January 23rd with a sneak preview screening of Pat Mears' film Sushi and Sauce Piquant. That will be at 6:30 on the 23rd at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. For information about the film festival, their website is cinemaonthebayou.com. Gateway Brass, the brass ensemble of the U.S. Air Force Band of the West, will give a free concert on January 24th in Lake Charles at the Sherman Fine Arts Performing Arts Theater on the McNeese campus. And at Theater 810, opening on the 25th, Edward Albee's At Home at the Zoo. That will be directed by Cooper Helm, and we'll be speaking with them next week about the play. For a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. If you would like to Download or listen to archived programs. You can search for your favorite program, locally produced program, and either listen to archived shows there or download a show for listening to later on. And you can always support KRVS easily and securely at our website. Click on the Pledge Now or Support buttons and make your contribution. If you would like to donate a vehicle, there's a big red button at the bottom of the page. You can donate a truck, a car, a boat, or a motorcycle, perhaps an RV. Just call the toll-free number. When you click on that red button, it will take you to that number, or you can fill out the page that comes up and send that in. That's all at krvs.org. Please stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, it's Chris O'Reilly's From the Top, featuring young classical musicians. At 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning with John Green's Night Train Jazz from 8 to 10, and then Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz from 10 until midnight. In just a few moments, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.